Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're going in dry, Hannah Mags. We're going in dry.
We are.
No preparation.
I always go in dry.
No preparation.
That's the theme of our podcast, hey?
Yeah.
Natural chat.
We've just pressed record, not a note
in sight. I didn't even know that you weren't going to give me like a second to get comfy.
No. Remember when we first started doing this, we had jingles, we had plans. Now we just like come up here, plonk ourselves. We're not even filming this one. This is one of the ones we're not filming. So this is just voice.
Anyway, hope you're all doing good. Steph and I went out for a little glass of wine the other evening for the first time in, I don't remember how long, we sat in the street. It felt like being in London, didn't it?
Yeah, we are doing a dry month, but our rules are that you're allowed to drink if it's an exceptional circumstance. And Hannah had just finished her 200-hour yoga training course and had submitted it. So that was cause for celebration. So that was an exceptional circumstance. And we also have another exceptional circumstance later on, don't we? It's our anniversary.
Our wedding anniversary. It's actually, hang on, wait, what's the date?
Oh, shit.
It was yesterday.
Oh, no. Happy anniversary.
But to be fair, I had to book a restaurant for next week because everything was booked out, which is why we couldn't go out on the day that we actually got married.
What is it? 9 year or 8 year? Is it 8 year?
8.
8 year. Yeah. I think we should...
Is it 8 or is it 9? Oh, it's so bad that neither of us know this. This just shows everybody how unorganised we both are.
Don't we have something for that? Isn't it like a... Don't we get like a... No, like a bronze or...
No, that's 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, when it's 10 years, I'm saying. In a couple of years, then we get a bronze medal or something.
I don't think you get a medal. Well, I should get a medal, to be fair.
You deserve a medal. You definitely deserve a medal. Yeah, so what I was thinking about, actually, I was talking to Mum about this the other day. Was it Mum I was talking about? No, it was somebody else who was talking. Oh, my auntie. It's my auntie Claire, who's getting married soon. She was asking us about getting married in Vegas and asking me about the wedding and stuff. And I was saying that what we should probably do is, because nobody really came to that apart from my mate Ryan, who just pitched in sort of drunk. So what we should really do is do that renewal of the vow thing. I reckon we should.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
We should do that.
I'd like to do that. Probably not for another couple of years or something, though. Maybe we could do that for our 10-year anniversary. That's what I'm thinking. But I wouldn't want to do like a whole massive ceremony thing.
No.
Is that what you have to do? I guess you don't have to do anything. You can tailor it, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. We just tailor it to be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing that intimidated me about having like a traditional wedding was everybody staring at me when I was walking down the aisle. I just did not want that moment. Like, that would have given me so much anxiety.
That's what girls are supposed to dream about.
And I just didn't like the fact that a lot of that would be, oh, what's the bride wearing? What does she look like? And I just didn't, wasn't my cup of tea, that.
You didn't want to be judged walking
I didn't
down
want that. To be stared at.
God, imagine being like Meghan Markle then getting married.
Yeah,
like, you know,
God, no, sod that.
Or Kate Middleton, imagine that. Yeah. How many people staring at you as you're walking down the aisle?
Yeah, I mean, some people are more comfortable with that than others. Just for me, it's not my thing.
It's definitely my thing. Maybe I could just go walk down and...
Maybe you could be the bride,
honey. I'll strut down on my own then, maybe, and just meet you at the end. Strut down to some fancy tunes and do a bust out a few shapes.
A velvet tux.
Yeah.
God.
Some bright purple velvet tux.
With some massive speech planned.
Yeah, I get some sassy...
Film yourself while you're doing it.
Some sassy choir singers. Yeah. No, yeah, we should do that. We should consider doing that. That's something we should definitely consider to do. Yeah, I had a bit of a dilemma this week because, let's just first explain why we haven't bloody been very present on any platform really, other than maybe Instagram over the past few weeks. It's because we are frantically working on other projects. So I've got the Grace and Ashes, the print website. Turns out, I thought, how hard could it be? I should know by now. I've been selling things online for almost 20 years. I'll buy a load of prints in and I'll sell them. Sounds easy, sounds simple. But when you actually look into procurement, to product sourcing, to distribution, to quality control, to dealing with customer support, when you, web design, photography, all, there's so much that goes into it. Sounds easy, but it's a lot of work. So a lot of my time has been spent on that.
It's amazing, isn't it, when you see all these independent businesses online, unless you kind of do it yourself, you really don't know how much is going on behind the scenes just to keep the website running or like keep the customers like happy. There's so much. You have to be so many different jobs all rolled into one.
Yeah. But what's good is that we had old Mags London stocks. We're selling that, which is good, which is great.
Fiver for a candle right now, yeah, isn't man. It, Steph?
We've got all these candles.
It's a bloody nice candle as well. I'll tell you that. Candle. I'm burning one right now in my office.
We over-ordered. Along our journey in business together, we've made a few mistakes. And our main mistake we've done is over-ordering onto things, getting a bit excited and putting in too many orders, putting maybe a zero where it shouldn't be, and getting too much stock. So we did that with two particular products, brush rolls and candles.
Which, for anyone that doesn't know what a brush roll is, it is like a fabric case that you put your makeup brushes in if you're traveling,
which is lovely, but turns out not everybody wants a brush roll with the Liberty fabric on it for like £25. So we over ordered them massively and we have hundreds of them. So we just thought, I said to Hannah, look, we've got these things just sitting there, let's just sell them for like way below cost. Let's get them for like £7 and we'll just sell them and just get rid of them. So we put those up there. They're selling like hotcakes right now. There's probably still a few available if you fancy yourself a brush roll. And also the candles, we over ordered those. So we're just selling those for like a fiver each.
Just a little FYI though, candles are slightly marked on the label. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why we're selling them.
Where'd that come from?
I'm not sure. They've been in storage for quite some time. Yeah. So, but the burning time and the quality of that candle is so nice. Mm. It's one of the things that I sort of wish that we'd kind of made more of a business out of that. I'd love to do something like that in the future with those potentially.
Yeah. But so we're selling those. They're on Grace and Ashes now. So go and get yourself some of those. They're a bargain. But we're talking about mistakes. We made another mistake. Only about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, we went into one of our favourite shops in Bath called Meticulous Inc. And we decided, Hannah and I, to make gift like card thank you cards. We're like, everyone wants thank you cards, but we got so carried away in the shop because it's so easy to do, because it's such a beautiful stationery shop, that we ended up getting tons of these cards, thank you cards, printed. But then we over designed them so much that they're wax, they've got a wax seal on them, they're like letterpress printed on like this old 1960s German letterpress machine.
Which is so beautiful.
The whole package is beautiful, but they are so over designed that they're so expensive for us to buy. But we bought a ton of them anyway, thinking, oh, everyone wants thank you cards, surely, and everyone wants Christmas cards. So we bought tons and tons of these thank you cards, tons of these Christmas cards, and you buy them in a box of six. They're in this beautiful box with like rose gold like logo on the front. I mean, Jesus, you should see how much effort we put into these things. But I think we ordered hundreds of them and we probably sold about seven. So we're also flogging those.
I think the thing with those as well is that the price point had to be high in order for us to pay for the cost of it. And I don't think we sort of understood shopper behaviour enough at the time to know that actually somebody can just go into their supermarket shop, they can just quickly buy a thank you card that's like a pound and they don't have to order it online and wait for it. And people don't necessarily want the box unless they're really into stationery and like that's quite niche in itself these days.
And then so we have like, well, that's okay, the thank you cards, we can sell those all year round even if we reduce the price. But we've got other ones for Christmas saying Bar Humbug on them. We have just got countless amounts of these things in our lounge at the moment. We need to do something about that. So, but these are all like things that you learn, I suppose, in the whole process of creating these little businesses and these little, because what we ideally want to do is create agency and have our own, have control over our own destiny, I suppose, within this space. Because at the moment we're beholden to potential brands working with us, and if brands aren't working with us, then we've got then we're kind of screwed. So we've been trying really hard over the past couple of months to really create things that give us more control over our destiny and give us more agency. So that's why, Yeah, Hannah's been doing her yoga. I've been doing the...
That's actually not why I've been doing my
yoga. No, I know, but I mean, but that's the benefit of doing the course, I think.
Yeah, potentially.
And yeah, so there's that. But then also I've been busy, well, I've not been doing Grace and Ashes, I've been busy rebuilding Want Feed. I'm not going to say too much about it right now because I want to kind of launch with a bang, but it is incredible. And that's me being objective. It's I've noticed something over the years, and that's, you know, Hannah and I, we know how to sell things online. We've made the mistakes down the road, but we kind of know how it works. I've been doing it for, like I said, for a long time, almost 20 years now. So we know how it works. So what the new Want Feed is very much geared towards enabling people to sell their products or services on the platform directly to people. So that's what I'm going to say right now. But I've redone everything. I've rebuilt the whole site, and I'm so in love with it. It's like my new baby. So yeah, it's great. I can't wait to get out there. We're finalizing it all at the moment, but it's going to be so good to be able to say to our community who have been backing us up for so long, that a lot of them have skills and stuff that they can share and sell, and say to them, look, put it on this site and we'll promote it and we'll try and get you sales and we'll try and, you know, help you along with this little venture if you want to try selling something. But it's not just tangible things, it's also like skills. Like some people are really good at like copy proofing, or some people are really good at like, I don't know,
a bit like, what's that website you use, fiverr.com?
yeah,
sometimes,
yeah.
A little bit like that, I
yeah,
guess,
yeah,
but like a nicer version of
exactly, yeah, like a more localized niche version,
yeah,
of that for our community who have things that they could help other people with.
You should I don't know if this would actually help, but can you search for people like by area or country that they live in?
We're starting off in the UK,
okay,
because I want to make sure I can nail it in the UK and then we'll expand out. So start small and go expand out. But yeah, so you can become a verified store basically on it. You apply to become a verified store and then bang, and then we'll do your mark. We'll try and get you people to sign up to your service or your product, whatever it is. And that might just be, it could be advice. You could be a tarot card reader. You could be like CV advice. Whatever it is that you think you can offer somebody, somebody out there is going to want it. So this Want Feed is going to be a platform for it. And I decided, I don't know if I told you, but I decided to not persevere with that domain name anymore. I was looking at buying the domain name want.it. I really wanted it. I really wanted it so badly. I've wanted it for a long time. It's been on the market about 6 years. And I tried to negotiate the guy way down. He wanted so much money for it. I think he wanted like 30,000 euros, 36,000 euros he wanted for it. I was like, no way, that's not happening, mate.
There's your business. Just buy loads of domain names and then wait until someone wants them and then be like, yep, £30, 30 grand,
yeah,
please.
But he said, so he wanted 36 grand or whatever. I was like, no way. And they're like, well, we'll see what we can do. I'm waiting for him to come back with me, but I've decided not to persevere with it because my friend pointed out something very true. Although that's a great domain name, like Want It, it's amazing.
Also, no way am I letting you spend £30,000 of our money.
I mean, I don't think we have £30,000 to spend on it, even if I wanted to. So I'd have to sell everything in my office. I'd just like one little
and then do some car boot sales after
that.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's not going to happen. But my friend pointed something out to me. He was like, do you do realize, Steph, because it's an IT domain name, like the domain extension is IT, that's for Italy, obviously. He's like, your organic search results are going to be terrible because Google really cares about where your domain name is located. Like, so if you have a .com, that's fine. .uk, obviously, you can come up well. .co.uk, you'll come up loads in the UK. But if you have an Italian domain name, you're going to do crap on search. So I was like, ah, because actually that domain name is quite cheap at 36 grand, you know, that should be probably over a couple of hundred thousand.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And a lot of people are like, what do you mean a couple of thousand for a domain? But it's, yeah, that's what a good domain costs. I mean, you can get them for like £2 if nobody else has registered them. But if you own one that's very, very good, then you can make a lot of money if you just sit on it and wait. So I'm not going to persevere with that anymore. I was thinking about selling equity in the business to buy it, but then I was like, nah. I have to start from scratch with all the... Anyway, yeah. So that's that over and done with.
Anyway, on a really quick turnaround of subject, I watched an amazing film recently, which I have not seen a film that I enjoyed this much in quite some time. Probably because there's been quite a slump of, I guess, with COVID, like, people actually being able to film together, and that's quite difficult. I think one of my friends is an actress, and she's saying how like everyone has to quarantine together and they all have to take regular tests, and like it's actually really difficult. And then people are obviously like separated from different members of the cast and crew and stuff. And anyway, I watched this film on Sky called Promising Young Woman, and my God, it was so good. I feel like so many of our listeners and viewers have quite similar taste to me in with stuff like that, so I feel like it's a good recommendation if you haven't seen it already. It's Carey Mulligan, who I absolutely adore. I think she's so talented. And it was very like, I couldn't really work out what kind of genre it was. It was like a mash of different genres. There's some elements of like horror that I saw in there, a little bit of comedy. It was scripted so well, and a little bit of like Wes Anderson-y type shots every now and then, which I really liked. You watched a bit of it with me, didn't you?
Yeah, I was impressed with anything that Bo Burnham guy is in. Is just amazing. So
he turned out to play a really good part in it, actually.
He touches turns to gold, that guy.
Yeah, and there was a part of it, not to spoil it for anybody, but there was a part of it where I thought it was just going to turn into a love story, and I was like, no, don't do that with this film, because like, it's quite a cliche like Hollywood thing to do, isn't it? Like, everybody ends up happy and a couple get together despite everything. And I just like, I like it when it's a little bit more different, when there's a bit more to it. And so there was quite a good twist in this, and it was quite a shocking twist. And it kind of did sort of remove you as a viewer a little bit. But I kind of like it when a film makes me feel uneasy or makes me think differently. Like, you kind of settle into a film, don't you? Especially if you're really kind of you've been seeing this one character particularly throughout the whole film, and then suddenly that changes. It kind of displaces you a little bit as the viewer, and I like that. I like it when films do that. It's quite a audacious thing to do, I think, in a film, because most public, I guess, generally speaking, most people like films with a happy ending. So when you don't do that, it's like, oh, how's that going to be received? But yeah, Promising Young Woman, very good film. Really enjoyed it.
We are only a few days away from lockdown being released, so you can go into pubs now and bars and restaurants. Apparently you'll be allowed to hug relatives, but no face-to-face contact. So you can't like...
Kiss somebody on the cheek.
No, but you can sleep with strangers. You're allowed to go bring people back to your house and have sexual intercourse with them, but you're not allowed to put your face in front of their face.
In public.
I just think just in general, they're like, oh, you hug relatives,
so you can but have sex, enjoy but face-to-face you can't contact. Kiss.
I think it just means putting your face too close to each other because you breathe on them or something and they die of corona instantly. it's crazy, isn't it? So you can literally, you can 69 a stranger. You can't have face-to-face contact.
Because that makes so much sense.
Isn't it so weird? Isn't it so strange?
It is weird.
But no, and you're not allowed to dance as well.
Why?
I don't know.
What, because people move closer together, maybe?
I guess.
What, you're not allowed to dance? So like, when I go out with like my mum mates and we've had a couple of cocktails...
You're in the slammer.
We're not allowed to wiggle together.
No, you'll be arrested. You'll be taken down.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it dancing. I call it like wiggling about
a little bit. When you got a good tune on, you have a couple of beers... You give it a little bit of
never seen you do that.
Little bit of a
I've jig. Had a couple of beers. I'm going to have a dance. No.
I always have a little bit of a foot tap.
That's not a dance, though, is it?
You can, I mean,
that's not like slut dropping on the floor, like throwing your whole body into it.
I've got
like
a pretty good foot
freedom
tap.
Freedom dance.
I consider that a shape, the way I tap it. It's pretty damn on the beat.
There's no hair flip in that stuff.
Can you do your, what are they called? Your slut drops. I tried to do one, basically. I just ended up doing a squat. And it was
you
awful.
Hurt your knees, didn't you?
I put my knee out, put my back out. No, I'm sorry I put you through this, but I remember what I thought, you know, all this twerking shit going on, I thought I'd give it a go, and it's actually really bloody hard, you know. I think my hips are fused to my spine, so I've got no detachment.
You have got very you've got very rigid like hips. You've not got much movement there.
Hang on a minute.
No, I don't mean in the bedroom department. I just mean like I've seen you do yoga recently, and I'm like, oh my god, that guy's got like, you're very stiff.
No, I'm good at the hip stuff. I mean, I'll show you later. No, but yeah, and I could do with a bit more flexibility when it comes to the hip stuff, I would say. But I was wondering, can men twerk?
I don't know. It's something you'd have to Google. There's probably a reel out there somewhere.
There's probably plenty of fucking reels out there for men twerking. But
if there isn't, you should make one.
and who wants to see a 40
That'll
year
be ground. A 40, grounds a 40 year old
dad, 40 year old dad twerking with a fused spine? No way. No one wants to see that shit. But yeah, no. Well,
any recommendations at the moment? Have you been reading or listening to anything good?
No, I got dropped on my head. I could recommend jiu-jitsu. I got dropped on my head, so I've not been able to, like, I've not been sleeping properly for the past few days. I will say this though. This has been quite nice.
Can you hear that on the podcast?
Yeah, I can. It's really annoying. I meant to talk to you about it. Hannah's got my fidget.
Fidget cube here,
and she keeps clicking it and twisting it, and pushing it.
That's what it's for.
I have been seeing. I mean, I've been missing my dad quite a lot recently, but I've been. Now I know. I want to caveat this and say I know it's obviously not my dad. So it goes without saying it's not my dad. I don't think that for a second, but. I keep seeing little birds everywhere, and Hannah sees them as well, and my sister keeps seeing them, and there's teeny little birds. And one thing my dad loved is like small little birds. He just loved birds. He was so into them. I think he was like a little bird watcher when he was a kid and shit like that, because he was born in like the 1800s. That's what everyone did. But he loved little birds, and we see them every now and again. They just kind of watch us and look at us, and then they fly off. And it really feels to me like it's him. And I know it's not him. I know it isn't. But I feel like it's him checking up on me in a weird way.
I am way more open about that kind of stuff, where I'm like, yeah, I definitely think that's a universe sign. I don't think it's necessarily your dad in the bird, but I think it's a universe sign that's being like, he's still there. It's just in a different form than you know him as.
It's kind of helping me in a weird way. It really does. Every time I see a little bird, it's like
a comfort.
Oh God, I don't want to get emotional on the podcast, but I feel like he...
He's getting emotional about birds, guys.
I feel like because he loved the little birds, and they're always sort of looking around, looking at me in the kitchen through the kitchen window. I'm like, he would have, you know, he wanted to check on me. He loved, you know, God. So anyway, let's move past this now before I start blubbering. But yeah, that's been good. That's not really a recommendation.
The thing is, I feel like when you open yourself up to see signs like that, when you want to see it and you're more aware of what's around you, you're going to see it.
Mm.
Because it is there. It's just we're all kind of, we go about our daily lives and we're rushing around. And when you actually stop and pay attention, there's lots of stuff like that going on.
Like you tune into it.
Yeah, like and you really have to, and you have to be open to it rather than being like, oh no, that's stupid, because it isn't stupid. And actually, when you go into it, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, they do say that you have atoms that were in Shakespeare in you right now. Like, that's how...
Yeah, well, technically, we're all made up of exactly the same stuff, yeah, everything.
That's the one thing that grief really taught me, is that it's a bit cliche, I suppose, but when they said, like, you're just a tiny fragment of the universe experiencing itself for a tiny fragment of time. And I'm like, that's so true. Like, you're always seeing yourself as a separate entity to the universe, but you are the universe experiencing
itself. I read a lot about that stuff in my course, and like the books that I was reading at the time of doing the course as well. There's a lot of stuff like that. And I just think it's what an amazing way to view everything, and what a comforting way to view everything. Especially if, like us, like, you're not religious, it's just such a nice way of looking at the world and of looking at, like, birth and death and how you, like, you come from the earth. Essentially, you come from the earth and then you go back into it, and then you come back out as something else, and then you go back in. And, like, it's just so cool when you zoom out and think about it like that.
I do have a recommendation, actually, for an audiobook that I've been listening to quite recently, which I think is very, very good, recommended by my friend Neil. It's called Alchemy. It's by Rory Sutherland, and it's quite. I said this in the last podcast when I was drinking a Bloody Mary, and I said, if if you just said we don't have any mixers or any alcohol, all I could find was a bit of this tomato juice and vodka, and I've got a celery and I stuck it in, and you gave that to me, I'd be sick. I'd be like, that's disgusting, that's horrible. And I wondered what that was, but he kind of talks about that in this book. He talks about logic has really nothing to do with why people buy things and marketing, and he goes into all these examples when they did taste tests. Like, if other than water, the, do you know what the best-selling drink in the world is?
Wine?
The best, most drunk drink? No, God, no. It's Coke.
For me, I'm like, yeah, wine.
Coke. Coke's the next best thing. Right? And now if somebody said to you, how do we want to create a drink which is going to compete with Coke, what three things do you think that thing should have? It should be cheaper, there should be more of it, and it should taste nicer. And you'd be like, well, we're on to win if you fit those three things. What if you said, okay, this drink's going to be smaller, it's going to taste worse, and it's going to be more expensive. You'd be like,
no. Yeah, that's not
but
not.
Red Bull, it's one of the most, it's made so much money that they bought, like, I don't know, they've invested so much money in like the Grand Prix.
One of my least favorite. I don't think I've had a Red Bull since I was 18.
Well, maybe the marketing hasn't really worked on you, because they did taste tests as well with people. Oh, and people,
I just hate it.
When they did these taste tests
as well,
they said to people, like, what do you think of this drink? And people would normally in taste tests for drinks be a bit like, oh, it's a bit like a kid drink, or it's a bit too sugary, a bit too sweet. Mm. I don't really like the flavor. People apparently with this drink said, like, it's the, you couldn't pay me to drink it, the Red Bull. You could not pay me to drink it. It's disgusting. Everyone hated it, right? So not only do you have a horrible tasting drink that everyone hates, it's expensive and it's small, there's not much of it, it sells like crazy. And it just goes to show that, like, what you think should work in marketing and all the logic that goes into marketing doesn't really play with humans and how humans think and how humans interact with things. So it's called Alchemy. I'd recommend the audiobook because he's got a really nice voice and you can just listen to him, but it's very clever.
It's a very really clever book.
Yeah, it really is fascinating. It goes in really in depth of it. So that's a really good recommendation. So I'd highly recommend that. That's my recommendation of the week.
I'm going to wait for you to finish it and then make you summarize it all for me instead of listening to it.
I pretty much just have.
Oh.
That's it. Really.
I'll take that one off then.
Yeah. So we'll get back to making videos, I reckon, soonish. I'm just going to try and get a lot of this stuff out the way first with all of our other projects.
I've got a video up.
Do you?
Recent-ish.
Which one? When?
Well, actually, I put it up a few days ago, but the footage was from like lockdown. It was one of those situations where sometimes you film, well, I do anyway, and then I just forget that it's there. I
still get those messages. They come through about once every other day. I'll just go and log in and I'll see like a message pop up on my notifications. And it's always the same thing. It's almost like they copy and paste it. It's like, I used to like your videos and then you took over too much and made it too much about yourself. And I'm like, oh God, Hannah has a channel and I'm not in it. Yeah. I've had to say that so many times. Like, there's her channel. I don't feature in it. It's right there. It exists. You can just go and look at that. It's so frustrating. I just kind of like laugh it off now. It used to upset me a loads. It used to like ruin my week. But now I'm just like, oh, well, sod it. It's okay.
Right, yeah. Then should we round this up, my friend? Because I've got to go on the school run soon.
Oh, yeah, you do? Shit.
I do. School days go so fast.
I hate it when you pick up the kids. It's so peaceful without them.
I know, it is really peaceful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just so nice. And then they come back and they scream at each other and they argue. I'm like, oh God. Yeah. But hang on.
We love parenting.
Next full day off is Friday, isn't it?
Yep.
See, Friday's a bittersweet day because I'm like, yes, we get a day to work and do our own stuff and not be distracted by the kids. But then we got Saturday and Sunday, which is full on kid days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three-year-olds are tough, especially with put next to a seven-year-old who loves antagonizing three-year-olds.
And the three-year-old loves antagonizing the seven-year-old. Oh, and they both know exactly how to antagonize each other.
You should see them wind each other. Sometimes you don't look and stuff and they just pull faces at each other.
Sometimes it's literally like they'll fight over something and it will literally be that case of didn't, did. And you're like, oh my God, is
and
this
then it
real?
It just gets louder and louder. Dead.
Grace. Yeah, anyway.
Constant
so we've got that joy to look forward to in half an hour. Right then.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Great
Hope
to chat
you,
to you
Let
all.
Us know if you go and listen to and watch either of our recommendations this week.
Yeah. And remember all those discounted products on graceandashes.co.uk.
Yeah. Go and get yourself a £5 candle, guys.
Yeah, man. Bargain.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
They genuinely are really nice. I sound like I'm like proper like plugging there, but they are actually really good. Right. We're going to make a move now. Love you all loads.
Right, guys.
We
we're out of here.
We will see you next week.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.